Check it out. You're smoking with Joe Thunder and his podcast brought to you by the Content Creation Studio.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's your boy Joe Thunder, and we're back again for another round of the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast. You know what I'm saying? Got the homie Eric B in the motherfucking building.
What's up, sir? What's happening, bro? How you feeling?
I'm just chilling, man. Just chilling. The homie Elvis couldn't make it once again.
He's out fucking playing in the water or something, in the sprinklers.
We think he got spring fever or something. But, I mean, you know my boy's grinding. You know that Be Good dispensary. Official, you know what I mean? Sponsor. And it's a bodega. Check them out, too, for those exotic snacks. But check out all the Llama brand. Check out all the Zopacks. All that good shit from Be Good right there in Inglewood. Can't make it, but we're going to keep it pushing because that's what we do over here with the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. But check it out, man. We got a special guest for you. All our guests are special, but we got a man that's definitely been putting in work, not only in the community, but, you know, in the rap game here in Colorado. I call him like a community leader, community activist. He's definitely MC. He got bars, but he has his own little name. We're going to break that down for you in a minute. But we got my homie Ill7 in the motherfucking building.
What it is. Ill7. Sev Sojourner, Cunha Black, a.k.a.
You got an a.k.a. I say you get an a.k.a. every 10 years.
Yeah, man, I definitely have. That's been my routine, man. I've changed every 10 years.
Yeah, it kind of changes every 10 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Well, I fucking know you from, like I said, when I first started doing things, man, I met you through Op 1, Isolated Generations, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Doing music and just at shows. And like I said, you came through for a couple Lazy Sundays, got your freestyle on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we go back and it's been like a minute, man. How you been?
I've been good, bro. I've been staying hustling, you know?
That's what I see.
Staying on the grind and making new music. I got new music out right now online. I got a single out at least right now.
Hey, what's the name of that single?
It's called Blessed. It's with a MC named Gnosis from Park Hill. Me and him been doing things for a minute. So, Gnosis and me and Fat Track produced it.
Right, where can they get it at? Any platform right
it's
now?
It's on all platforms right now. It's on a compilation, actually. It's on a compilation with some of the dopest MCs I know as far as in Denver. Then some cats from some other states as well. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you should definitely check it out. It's on all platforms right now. It's under Fat Track on the MPC is the name of it. Fat Track on the MPC. And, you know, it's a compilation. It's kind of like it's got like a sound bombing type of feel to it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's that classic shit.
You know? That's exactly what it is. Classic hip hop.
That's that, what's that Raw Foundation shit back in the day?
When they did the
whole
OGs.
Compilation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was it? The Soul?
I have it on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Shout out Soul P.
Yeah, that's my
Raw Foundation.
Yep, that's the OGs. Kale.
Dent, Kale, yep, all those cats.
Augustus, you know? Yeah, yep.
Hey, so break it down for them real quick about what you call yourself or what the title you put on your name.
Yeah. So, you know, like I consider myself an artivist, you know, and I also consider myself like an evolutionary, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of revolutionaries out there, you know, but my mind, when it comes to change, is like, how do you push forward the narrative? Like, we've got a lot of cycles, so it's time for us to evolve within the movement. So, you know, a lot of what I do is like some evolutionary work. I'm an artivist that uses creativity in order to engage like social issues.
Right, and tell how that name came about.
Yeah, the history of that name, it comes from my brother, DJ Kavum, Etef, his mother.
Shout out.
Big up. That's my little brother right there. But Etef, his mother, Ashara, who is the OG out here, she used to do a lot of parties back in the day. Afro Blue, Cafe Nuba, which is now Slam Nuba. She used to put together a lot of art events. She's the one that really coined the term artivist, and the whole term is really, it's always been in existence. Like when you think about cats like Gil Scott Heron, if you think about, even Banksy, you know what I'm saying? Cats like Jean-Michel Basquiat, all them cats are artivists, you know what I'm saying? Like they utilize their art to tell social issues, and sometimes it ain't the most popular thing. Talib Kweli, Mos Def, The Roots, a lot of them cats.
Just kind of spreading their word through their own means, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And I feel like that's hip-hop. That's what we do anyways, just naturally.
Right. We got to let them know, man, you know what I mean, when shit ain't right. We got to kind of not don't let shit ride, because when you let that shit ride, You know what I mean? It just gets a cycle. We can't let that happen.
You got to break them cycles, man. KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? Knowledge rules supreme.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so talk about how you first got introduced to hip-hop.
Man, I feel like I've always been a hip-hop, bro. Like
day one, huh?
Day one, bro. Like, I can remember when I was a kid. I got older brothers, so I can remember, like, my older brother first showing me Wild Style on PBS. Right. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time.
Channel 12 or Channel 6.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, that was the first time I got introduced into the culture of what it was. And I think the first, you know, element that really got me was b-boying. Like, that's the first element that I first got introduced to was b-boying. And then from that, you know, kind of evolved into me, like, doing scribbles, you know what I'm saying? And then MCing, listening to, like, I was really into, like, EPMD when I was growing up. I was into Rakim when I was growing up.
What was your favorite EPMD song?
Man, Resurrection, you know what I'm saying? And Crossover.
Right.
Crossover. Yeah, Crossover was the one that got me, actually. Crossover was the track, bro. And then Eric B. and Rakim, you know what I'm saying? Eric B. and Rakim was...
I ain't no joke.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you go wrong within that, you know? And then, you know, Juice, that movie when it came out, that shit got me... Like, oh man, this shit is
live, right?
Exactly.
It was like a fucking, like I said, I'm kind of like your age, so I kind of grew up,
yeah,
through that shit and living that shit and just like seeing, like, man, that shit. You know what I mean? If we were in New York, we would have been in the mix,
right?
We were already in it. You know what I mean? Just from afar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, you know, like when I moved to when I was a kid, my pops was in the military. So like when I moved to California, when I was in Vallejo, that's the first time I got introduced to popping.
Right.
You know, and like those cats out there, they pop, you know what I'm saying?
Serious.
Like super serious out there. And my cousin, he was really into it. So he would show me like different moves. And like I'll go back to Vegas and I'll go practice those moves. And cats would be like, yo, where'd you learn that?
Where'd you learn that shit at, huh?
Yeah, yeah, man. But I really got introduced into hip hop in the West Coast.
Bay Area influence.
Bay Area. You know, Too Short was heavy in rotation when I was a kid, you know. Richie Rich, all that, man.
What about Tupac, where he was coming up?
Tupac was, it was still Digital Underground when I was that young. When I was first getting introduced into the, I was still, so Tupac was like just, you know, getting started. Yeah, a little bit after that. But, yeah, man, that in the E-40, man, Vallejo. Like, that's where my pops is from. That's kind of where we grew up. So E-40 was like, it's still... like King of Vallejo.
I remember like that old shit, dog, like Spice One or
RBO
Posse.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Drew Down. I like Drew Down. Drew Down and the Loonies are tight as fuck, for real.
They still dope to me. Like, yeah. Loonies, they still dropping stuff too, man. Like, they still, you know, on the underground tip. But, yeah, man, Bay Area hip-hop is one of my favorites.
It's definitely legendary. Definitely, like, had that period in my life. Where, you know what I mean? It was like Bay Area.
Yeah, man. Bay Area, Crestside, you know, like. Yeah,
all that shit. All of that. Selly Cell.
Selly Cell, yep.
Even rapping Fote and.
Yeah, yeah, man. Those cats are legends. Too
Deep and.
Yep.
All that shit. That shit rocked, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, so you went to high school, and that's kind of when you said you started kind of messing around with rap. Your partner, what kind of one of your partners in crime?
Yeah, my partner, Op One. Yeah, me and Op One.
Shout out Op. He's listening.
Man. Yeah, if he's listening, me and that dude, we started out as a crew named New Clay. And there was this cat named Taiwan Thomas, like when we were kids.
Taiwan Thomas. How do you get that name?
Hey, bro, he's from Houston. That's probably a regular name down in Houston, Texas, man. Taiwan. But yeah, man, the brother was a hustler, and he came up to Denver. From Houston, and like he was hustling CDs at that time, and, you know,
this so he's
like,
on his Mr. Verbal Steez or what?
Yes, he was very much on his Mr. Verbal Steez, like before I understood really what was happening, you know, because this was like at that time, like 96, 97, you know what I'm saying? So, like, seeing cats like pushing CDs,
not really too many people are pushing CDs,
nah. And he was from Houston, so that's like the culture of Houston, they hustle,
they do, yeah.
So, he introduced me to like the whole DJ Screw, you know what I'm saying, right. Chopped Screw, and yeah, man, he really showed me the hustle. And we started a TV show. It was called Shouts Out to the Hood. That's what it was. And we would show music videos from, like, underground hip-hop artists.
All right.
And that's kind of how we kind of, and we started a label at that point. We were Christian kids at the time, too.
Right.
So we started a label, and it was called Holy Nation Records. And then we were just hustling, man. We would hustle shows and we were hustling CDs. And that was like how I really got into, like, me and Opt were all together with him. And that's how we really got kind of hustling with Isolated Generation, which was later, you know. That was with SP Double.
Talk about Isolated Generations, which you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, for sure.
It was almost like the Native Tongue kind of thing, right? Like a bunch of crews, or not a bunch of crews, but a bunch of different people.
It's like a bunch of crews, though. Yeah, it was a bunch of crews, though. You know, like, man. So, like, we started out as a crew named Nucle, and it was Op One, this brother named Solom. He was a singer, and then me. And we had a drummer. His name was Benny, and we would be out doing shows. But it started out originally as a crew. So SP Double, who is a rapping legend out here in Denver, and Justice Rhymes, Op One, myself, and we had a few other cats, this brother named Armor, who was kind of in and out of our crew. But at that point, we were just a big crew. We were kind of coming in like Wu-Tang Clan, like, you right. know. And like,
protect your neck.
Yeah, and you know, like, one thing that people don't give enough credit for in the hip-hop scene in Denver, in my own personal opinion, is, like, you know, the MCs that came from up north. Because I'm from, like, North Glen Thornton area. And right. I think, like, a lot of cats don't really realize how much we influence the hip-hop scene out here. And I'm saying this because, like, Dent is from up north. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about spoken words, he's from up north.
Right.
You know, it's some, like, heavy MCs that come from up north. You know what I'm saying? SP Double, he lived up there.
Uh-huh.
You know, PJ. You know what I'm saying?
PJ and the whole Fresh Breath Committee.
Yeah, that whole crew, they all, like, lived up north. So, like, there was a lot of underground. And we were graffiti heads and MCs, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of Preach, you know what I'm saying? Like, that homie was from up north. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
would you write anything? What names you write?
Man, I used to write Knowledge, and I wrote Savant.
Savant.
Yeah, Savant, bro. But, yeah, man, like, it's a lot of dope motherfuckers that come from up north. That's all I'm saying. I say all that to say, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we're not hating on y'all at all.
No, shit. Not at all. I think, like, it's some history that needs to just be clarified as far as, like, things that influence a lot of the scene out here. Because, I you know, I do hold that with some pride.
Right.
But all that to say is, like, yeah, Justice Rhymes and SP Double, Op One, Solom, myself, and Armor. That was Isolated Generation. And, you know, during that time, we started going through our own shit. Everybody was kind of going through life stuff.
Right.
And then
shit happens.
You know? And it ended up being just Solom, Op One, and myself. And that was Isolated Generation. That was us kind of just rocking it. We dropped, like, I think we dropped like three projects together during that time.
Two or three albums, right? Mm-hmm. What were the names of those?
The first album, we just call it the Red Album. And the reason why is it was the cover of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like on some old, like, revolutionary type stuff.
It reminded me of like the Red Man cover, like all kind of maybe some planet just all desolate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That was kind of what we were on. We were on some kind of like... You know, the end is here kind of shit, you know, like we were talking about a lot of the realities of what was happening. But like we were still coming from a very Christian background in the ways that we would give the perspective of it, you know.
Were you guys cussing at all or no?
Yeah, we were still. Bit? Yeah. We were cussing, man. Like later, though, you know what I'm saying? Like when we were first getting out of like high school and shit like that, we were still kind of like on our game as far as what we believed. And then like we kind of eventually. You know, like we acclimated, like we just wanted to be hit. We just wanted to be artists at that point. And but like within the mix of it, we connected with a lot of like pretty legendary, like Christian hip hop crews, like L.A. Symphony. You know what I'm saying? Which we met them when they were on tour with the Alcoholics, you know, and then, you know, meeting other crews that were kind of Elemento and all these different cats that are L.A. heads. And L.A. is different, too. Like, there's a lot of Christian rappers and a Tumex is. Technically a Christian rapper, you know what I'm saying?
They have a bunch of different pockets of rappers from all across the spectrum.
All across the spectrum in L.A. That's what I love about L.A., actually. It's one of my favorite places to be when it comes to the underground scene. But, so we kind of got acclimated into that, started doing shows. Rev, do you remember? You remember Rev?
Yeah, I remember Rev.
Yeah, so like Rev, he was like one of our first
managers.
I don't even call that dude a manager. You couldn't trust him with no money, dude. But he was definitely like one of our first mentors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he really
showed. He's a hip-hop head for sure. I'll give him that.
He was a dope producer. Like, he had some spits, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did his thing, man. He was just a hustler. You know, that's the best way I could put Jason. You know, like, Rev, he was a hustler. And he was the first one that really groomed us. He really groomed us, you know what I'm saying? Like, during that time, he showed us, like, how to be MCs.
Okay.
You know, like, as far as a crew, you know? And then, like, he was one of our first producers. So, Tim Buck.
What about Sam? Did Sam get you some beats?
Always. Sam always stayed on deck with beats.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, Sam was actually, like, one of the first cats to put us on the shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would DJ at the Snake Pit, and then, like, he would freaking put us on the different things that would happen. You know, but yeah, Sam was like, and he was an OG for sure.
Cause you know Sam, Rev, you know what I mean? And then Tim Buck, like you said, right there too, at the Ogden House.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. So in the Ogden House, man, you're going into some history now. Like Ogden House, like when we, so when we first started hanging out as Isolated Generation with Rev, he had the Ogden House.
Right.
In the basement.
Yeah, the studio.
In the studio, right? And, like, it was just raw. And we just...
It was like the dungeon, dog. It was tight.
Dude, we'd take chicks down there, and, like, we'd have parties down there. It'd be crazy shit happening all the time. That, like, I remember one time, Atmosphere, they were touring. And they were at Ogden Theater. And when they were playing at Ogden Theater, Opt and Rev and me, we went up there, and we told everybody, we were handing out flyers, telling them we were doing an after party at the Ogden House.
Right. Across the street.
Across the street. Like, yo, yo, you getting out of here? Yo, check it out. And, you know, we charging people at the door.
Right.
So we can get our guap. But, yeah, you know, we charging people at the door. Slug comes up, wants to get into the party. We don't know who this dude is. I'm like, dude. And we charge him to get in. And he paid. He came up with, I think he was there with, what's that cat's name, y'all? He was the DJ. I can't think of his name right now. I don't want to fuck it up. Maybe it was Idea or something like that.
Ideology.
Yeah, yeah. I think it might have been him. But anyways, man, they paid to get in. And it was a lit party, man. Cass was hitting on the walls. There was, like, you know, fucking battles happening inside of there.
Right.
A fucking couple of famous fights happened in that little party, you know what I'm saying, between some, you know, taggers. You know what I'm saying? Like
who? Famous fights?
Yeah, I ain't putting no names out because I know how cats get, and I'm not trying to
couple
even start.
Couple famous fights, huh?
Yeah, it was a couple of famous fights there, man. Yeah, a couple cats got pulled out and stomped out in the parking lot over by Charlie's.
Oh, snap. You had Atmospheres and Slug.
Yeah, Atmosphere from Slug.
Couple famous fights right there at the Ogden House.
I think the Ogden House, man. The Ogden House was the shit, bro. Like,
I think I came a little bit after that, but I could definitely see that happen. That's right across the street.
Yeah, yeah, man. And, you know, from the Ogden House, we ended up building it out into a studio. And Tim Buck actually finished the studio, but we started it, you know?
Shout out Tim Buck.
Yeah, Tim Buck is a legend. Like, a lot of people don't freaking know the legend he is, but...
G7 and Bathsheba Earth.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, she's a legend. You know, she's been putting in work and traveling internationally and doing things for a long time. Like,
that's he's kind of the one that kind of gave let me use the studio like the first couple times to record some shit. You know what I mean? And kind of helped me set my little shit in motion. So
yeah, man. Yeah,
definitely appreciate you, Tim Buck. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit wouldn't happen without you. You know what I mean?
I'd seen him not too long ago. He was he's living in Atlanta now.
Oh, for real? You see him down there, up here?
No, I seen him up here. He dropped into town, man. Randomly, right. Dude dropped in town randomly, and I just ran into him down on off Colfax and Colfax and Broadway, crossing the street. But yeah, he seems like he's doing well, man. He's still doing the production thing and DJing out there in Atlanta. So he's been taking care of his family.
That's hot. You remember like the Gypsy House,
bro? Yeah, the Gypsy House was. Spot, bro. Some of the dopest parties were happening in that basement down
right.
there.
Smoke a pound of weed, like, and this is way before anything was even legal or anything. Like, we're smoking Reggie.
It'd be smoked out in that basement.
That shit was fun.
With a bunch of Rastas.
Yeah, that shit was fun as fuck. Good music all night long.
Yeah, yeah, man. It went all night long, literally. It was like after hour type things, man. Like, Gypsy House, they got the new one, and it's dope. Like, I like the new one just because, like, it's got a similar feel. It's not quite, you know, what it was like when it was in Cap Hill. Right. Cap Hill was like, ugh, that shit was... I feel like everything, like, did you go to Synergy back in the day?
Are you talking about right there on, like, Larmer Street?
Yeah.
Like, way back in the day.
Way back in the day. Those parties stay open till 6 in the morning, yeah. Bro. It'd be all kinds of crazy music happening. Drugs.
Wild out.
Yeah, man. Like, I miss those times. But, hey, we in the future now. We in the present. We in the new day.
So, shit, after all that, not only, like, emceeing and rapping, but you definitely put, like, a lot of work in the community.
Mm.
Like you said, bringing issues to light through your art. Talk about that.
Yeah, man. I feel, you know, it's always been what we've been doing, bro. Like, Isolated Generation, the way we started was just, you know, messengers. You know what I'm saying? Just talking truth.
Messengers of knowledge.
You know? Like, and just trying to kind of address the things that we wanted to see change at a young age.
Right.
And
because this shit ain't new, right?
No.
This has been happening for a minute.
Man, the cycle continues.
It's just because there's fucking everyone has a camera right now. And it's, you know what I mean? You're right. Finally seeing the truth. But this shit's been going on for a long, 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 long time.
It's what it is. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, that's one of the craziest things about being my age now is that you get to a point of acceptance. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, this is what it is. And then, like, once you accept it, it's like, what are you going to do now?
Right.
How do you want to approach it? Do you want to approach it?
Just want to live your life.
You know, there's so many different ways to approach it. And, like, I see, like, you can see it within the OGs, like our OGs. You know what I'm saying? You can see the choices they made. They were like, nah, man, this is what it is. I'm done. I seen it with some of my OGs here that I still look up to and are my heroes. I seen, like, they seen it. And they were like, yo, you all can keep fighting. But, like, I'm going to be over here doing some art. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be over here, like, hit some walls up. I'm going to be over here making some beats. And maybe not even put it out for everybody. I'm just doing this shit right now for me.
Right.
You know? And I think, like, as you get older, you start realizing that a little bit more. It's like you can continually engage. And I think that's kind of just the nature of what it is to be a artist, period. No matter what the art is, you know what I'm saying?
You got to go against the grain.
Yeah, you know? And, like, I think, like, it's crazy that the truth is against the grain. You know what I'm saying? I think that's always one of the deepest things is that the truth is against the grain. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, artists, that's all we are truth tellers. All of us. No matter what that truth is, whether it's freaking Molly Percocet or freaking, you know, say talking about the realities of what, like, the hardships of wherever you come from is. You know what I'm saying? It's all truth. So I think, like, so at me as an artivist, you know, as a creator, bro, like, a lot of my messages and the things that I've talked about on my albums have been just observations.
Right.
You know, like, I'm a writer, so I'm writing what I'm observing. You know what I'm saying? And, like, some of that has helped other people, I guess. I guess some people have been, like, you know, touched by it in different ways. And I've had conversations with them in reference to it, and that's dope. And I think that, like, the other thing that I do, I'm an educator. You know what I'm saying? So I teach hip hop. I teach how hip hop is, like, indigenous. It didn't start in the 70s. It's always been us. You know what I'm saying? Like, since the beginning of, like, graffiti being on the walls, you know what I'm saying? To, like, drums being beaten in tribes. You know, like, that's hip hop.
Right.
And, like, we still are, like, cycling that now. Like, in the current present, we are, like, hitting up. Well, I'm looking in your place right now. Like, if somebody came in here from the future, you know, like, these would be hieroglyphics to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be trying to decrypt the code of what y'all were trying to say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What are they talking about?
Right. But, like, that's where we at right now in hip-hop is, like, we are the future of the indigenous. And, like, we just are. That's why we are always telling the truth, because, like, it's already a part of who we are. It's just us naturally being who we are all the time. So when you talking, you walk in over the beat, when you hitting it on the wall and you're doing all this creation and everything that you're doing is just truth telling. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes
telling
it a
story.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Telling your story, bro. And I think that's the thing that's the healer too. That's what hip hop is the healer, bro. Mm-hmm. Like Erykah Badu, you know what I'm saying? You listen to that track, hip hop, That's what she's talking about. Like, we the healers, you know? And I think that's, even outside of me, like, engaging within, like, you know, social change, that's my social change, is, like, providing outlets for people to create their own new reality. Because, like, this shit is all what you make it.
Right.
You know?
And you can make it anything, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
talk about like fucking, how would I say? Talk about the award that you won and being on like the cover of the Westward.
For sure,
just
bro.
Like you said, like hitting all these different pockets and they just come together to fucking.
Right. Yeah, so like with the work that I've been doing within like making music, engaging communities through a crew that I have, it's called Tribal Zyphers. And what Tribal Zyphers is we're pretty much teaching hip hop, like doing beat production, doing lyric writing, and just giving young people an outlet to be able to really express themselves, you know?
Like a little after school, like?
It is. It's like some of it has been after school, but like as of recently.
Workshops.
Workshops. We're working with like CU Boulder right now, doing work with college students. We've done work a variety of different places within it. And the basic thing that we do is like really just give people an outlet to be able to express their narrative. So a lot of the work that I've done within like the schools and combining that with my music and my poetry and just some of the engagement that I've had in civics with some of the things that were happening with the protests and, you know, everything that was happening with the shootings. Like I provided like different workshops that kind of dived into this idea of implicit bias. Uh-huh. And really just kind of diving into how we all have these ideas of bias towards one another. We make stories up about one another, which goes back into hip hop, right? Uh-huh. It's all narrative. And, you know, really kind of bringing all these ideas together. I got awarded a mastermind award with the Red Line Art Gallery and the Westward Showcase. It's other people who've gotten it, you know what I'm saying? Like Jolt, he's received it before. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? DJ Kavum's received it. There's a few cats out here. I mean, there's a lot of dope artists that I respect out here that have received that award. So I was honored when I got it. And then within that, yeah, they gave me the cover of the Westward, which was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Right. And, you know, it was a lot of things happening around that time. So it hit me weird. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like right around that time, I had lost my brother, my youngest brother, bro. And
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, man, like I had lost my brother. So like when I'm getting this like accolade, it's like hits different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hits different. And I think like within it, it just kind of gave me the perspective of like what this is all about, what's really important. And like the biggest thing that I feel like as an artist that I found that is important is just like really embracing every moment that you get. You know what I'm saying? Because those moments are what make your art what it is, and recognizing those moments and being in the moment, you know? And, you know, the award itself was cool, but I think that, like, there's so many people out here that are doing, like, the work, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't get recognition. And I think that's one of the things that I really wanted to do within, you know, being able to have a platform, collaborate with different people. So I've collaborated with like different organizations, like the Red Line Art Gallery, Bridging Borders. They do a lot of work with Second Chance Center, with people who are, you know, reacclimating into a society from prison, you know. So like we've been, you know, touching a variety of different platforms within Tribal Zyphers, and that's Fat Track and I. And just doing beat production classes, songwriting classes, and just utilizing that as a way to engage community, you know, giving them some outlets to be able to, you know that they're great.
No, I definitely appreciate that, man. And, you know, salute to you for, you know, not only doing what you love, but even taking it to a different level and, you know, always giving back, man. That's like important as fuck. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, man. You know, like I've been blessed to have a lot of cats around me, like DJ Kavum and, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, Bubba Fly Jedi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
About those cats.
Yeah, you know, and Mike Word. All those are my bros. So, like, they all do their thing, like, differently. Like, you know, you look at Kavum, he's doing, like, you know, food justice, you right. know? And Bubba Fly is, like, really doing healing, you know, and metaphysics. And Mike is getting you financially free if you pay attention to what he's doing, bro. He's got a lot of game for the money.
Right.
So, like, you know, these are all, like, little steps of, like, that's why I say it's evolution work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because evolution work means that you're doing, like, different work to kind of push together your part. And whatever your part is, everybody's got their own part. Like, you're doing your part right now. You're doing the podcast, bro. You're getting information out to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Being the messenger, like you said, trying to get the information out.
Exactly. You know, and that's an important part. So, like, that That's the work that I feel pushes society forward, and hip hop is a big part of that.
Right.
You know, it's a huge part of that when you think about that. You know what I'm saying? Because we know how to get the word out.
No, and they listen to us. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They definitely fucking. They're on the TV. They're on the fucking iPads. They're on the computer. Just got to supply the information the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you said you're still doing music. I mean, you've been touring and shit like that. You said you picked up a couple shows.
Yeah. So yeah, I went on tour. Like recently, I guess recently, like within 2020, we were in New York. We went to a few different cities with Zion I. It was DJ Kavum, Zion I, me, and Equipto from the Bay Area. And yeah, we were hitting up. We hit up like probably about 6 or 7 different cities. And right after that, after we had come back from New York, that's when the pandemic hit, bro. We were supposed to be going to some other places, but everything got stopped because of the pandemic.
Yeah, did you have a lot of shit lined up that got fucked up by the COVID?
Huge shit, bro. Like heartbreaking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, game changing shit that got freaking derailed. But, you know, like, I'm a believer of Jesus and God, you know what I'm saying? So, like, within that belief, I believe it all has its own purpose, bro. So, I've been pivoting, and within pivoting, bro, it's been like a lot of self discovery, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like a lot of my pivots got me in some new directions. Like I've been finishing writing like a book right now, so I'm putting out a book here pretty soon, hopefully. I ain't telling no dates, but like I'm in the works of finishing something like that. And then
what's your book about?
It's called Rap Pages: A Life of Rhythm and Poetry.
Okay.
And you know, like the whole idea around it is just talking about what it is to be me, who I am as an MC, but like also like just the history, like everything we've been talking about, just like really breaking down how powerful, you know, the history of hip hop is. And like, you know, like within hip hop, like you can actually free yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's alchemy in a variety of different ways, depending on how you look at it.
Dress lever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So and like
the Wusa.
Man. And like, you know, that's, you know, cats like, you know, Zulu Nation, African Mbadan, you know, like crews that actually push that message within the culture of what it really is. That's the root, you know.
Right.
So like, you know, the culture of hip hop has always been the healer. So I think as artists and as creators, just, you know, really embracing our powers of who we are and being able to do those messages in the ways we need to, you know.
Right. Who are some of your rap influences? Like either like you say, on a national level or even like locally?
Man, I got a variety of different nationally. You know, Rakim, early on. Kool G Rap, early on, you know. And then as I got like more into like some of the underground like styles of things, you know, I was listening to like a lot of Boot Camp and Common. That definitely, he's been an influence on me. Most Def, and that was later, you know. And then locally, man, I feel like, yeah, so I was talking to you about him earlier, man. My dude, 80 Spades, he really kind of, man, he fine-tuned me, bro, like rapping with him, you know what I'm saying, because he's so good. And
made you step your game up.
Had to. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's hip hop, right? Like the whole thing about hip hop is the battle. Like somebody challenges you and you rise to that challenge, and sometimes you fail. And from that failure, you learn and you get your ass better or you don't, you know? And hip hop's unforgiving within that. That's what makes it dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like we'll let you know that you a toy, that you whack. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's hip hop. And like, that's the accountability of hip hop, right? Like we don't allow mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's like, get doper, bro. Like, you good, but get doper. You know?
Right. You can do better.
Yeah, you know? And I think, like, that's the dope thing about the culture. So, like, I've always gravitated towards cats that I thought were better than me. Mm-hmm. And he definitely sharpened me. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever, like, battle?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the battle scene?
Yeah, I was for a while, bro. Like, I battle, like, a lot of cats that are dope. Like, I battle House. Like, okay. Big House is one of the dopest MCs, bro.
Right.
Like, he's one of my favorite MCs. He's a local that's one of my favorite MCs. Big House?
Yeah, yeah.
Sick. But he's like a MF Doom type of character to me. You know what I'm saying? Just his not his style, but just his presence, you know? But, Yeah, man. So, yeah, I was in the battle scene for a little bit, bro. But that shit also gets, like, you know, like, battle emceeing is hard. That's warrior work right there, bro. Right. Like, there's certain cats that are built for battling. That's what they do. And, like, that's what they live for. That shit becomes, like, mentally, like, abusive after a while, bro. Like, getting so many lashings.
Like a drug.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Like, I couldn't stay in that realm, but I think it definitely made me a better MC, you know?
Right.
Freestyle. Back then, it was all freestyle, like, yeah, punchline. It wasn't, like, as set up. Now, like, battling is clean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I felt like back then we were just like raw knuckle punching, just bam. Yeah.
It's more off the top, like jabs. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now it's like kind of, it is pretty much scripted, I want to say.
Yeah, it's exactly.
They have their whole pretty much verse, you know what I mean?
Those cats are great writers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they great with the pen. But yeah, like, yeah, I did that for a little bit, man, and battled like a lot of cats. Like, it used to be a few different spots. I remember DJ SD. He used to put together some battles back in the day. And then there was a couple of battles that went down over at Snake Pit that I was a part of. And just, like, just being in the streets and, like, freestyling with cats and battling just in the streets, you know, that's a part of hip-hop.
Right down there on 16th Street Mall.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Do you remember Frank Diesel? What was Frank's last name? Frank Rosario? I forget Frank's last name, but Frank, man, he used to be one of them characters to be down there. He didn't even really, like, MC or nothing like that. He B-boyed a little bit. He used to kick it with Fate.
He just kick it.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie.
With the curly hair?
Exactly. He had dreads, and then he had curly hair.
Right. He's on the, yeah.
He was a wild dude.
He has another name, Sid Fly. He's good friends with Sid.
Yeah, he's good friends with everybody, bro. Like, Sid Fly, he used to kick it with,
I know you're talking about.
Maine, even. He used to kick with a lot of Life Crew kids back in the day as well. But yeah, man, cats like Frank, he'd be out there just chilling, selling weed while other cats was smoking and freestyling. B-boys would be down there. That was a different time on 16th Street back then, bro.
Right, it definitely was.
Yeah, it's all clean and shit and all these rich execs down there. It's not the same.
Nah, they had to clean it up. People were getting all beat up and... Yeah, jumped and
it was wild. People got shot, killed, all kinds of crazy stuff happened back then.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's old Denver. I like new Denver too. I like the new energy and like a lot of the young energy that's coming in from these young cats. You know what I'm saying? Like they revitalized me in certain ways just because there was some dope energy coming through. You know, like that wasn't sounding like anything else. There's a lot of cats that sound like other people. I like a lot of these young cats that are coming up because I feel like there's a lot of individualism in what they're doing. They don't even sound like anything on the radio necessarily, right. Some of the cats I'm running across.
Anyone stick out to you?
Yeah, like J Triple is definitely one that I feel like.
Shout out.
Yeah, big shout out to J Trip. I think she's like one of the dopest, in my personal opinion, one of the dopest young artists coming up as an MC. I got my man, Black Boy Fly. And I think he's really innovative. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got more of that commercial appeal, you know? Like,
right.
He's one of them cats I feel like could be on the radio. But really sick, really talented kid, man. Like, he's a dope writer. He's really good with the pen. Who else am I feeling? Kill the Scene? Yeah, Kill the Scene. He's dope. I met him. He put me on. He asked me to do a show with him over at your mom's house, like a while ago, like some years ago. But he's a dope MC.
Hell yeah.
And then you know, there's cats that are already out there, like Trev. Like Trev, I feel like is probably. I say he's like almost like the Hove of Denver right now. Like he's been really holding down as a heavyweight in the scene, which is dope because he's done a lot of innovative things to. Like kind of put some recognition in Denver because we haven't had a lot of light on us, you know.
He's definitely brought the light and the recognition, you know. Shout out Trev, got that new album out that's banging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I heard some of it. I haven't heard all of it right now, but there's some dope tracks on there.
I've heard a couple tracks on it. Shit's go hard, but yeah, man, these new cats are like you said, definitely doing it. Shout out AP, you know what I mean? They call me AP, Nay Renee.
Yeah, no, I've seen a dope freestyle on here.
Yeah, definitely making moves in the city.
Yeah, man.
What kind of moves you got coming up, man? Because I know you said he grinding, like you said, like with COVID, you've been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, building that fucking catalog and then building other shit, art and everything. So you're ready to
explode.
And looks like things are about to open up, man. What do you think?
I think so. I think things are about to open up a little bit. I think, like, right now, I'm doing, like, a lot of prep work. So I'm about to...
unleash.
Yeah, I'm about to unleash this album coming here soon called Earthseed. And it's produced with Fat Track with Felix Fast Forward. He's on it as well.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Felix.
And got some just dope MCs. I got this homeboy from Chicago. His name's Kalonji. He's featured on it. I got a... Copper Stone, he's from Jamaica. He lives out there in Florida, but he's featured on it. I'm about to have Kavum on it, DJ Kavum. We finishing the track right now. Dope collaborations, though, man. I got blessed with a lot of dope collaborations for the project.
Board, right?
Yeah. But yeah, we're dropping that here pretty soon. And then, we just got some work coming in right now for a few other projects that I'm doing with this brother named Gnosis. We probably going to be dropping an EP pretty soon. And then I got an EP coming out with this brother named Dials from New Mexico.
Sounds like you got a gang of shit dropping.
Yeah, man. I'm excited just to get some music out and just do some creative work. You know what I'm saying? We're working on like this short documentary. We're going to be doing a documentary here, kind of, you know, just diving in kind of what it was, the experiences of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And just
tragic.
Yeah, you know, super hard, bro. Like, I went through so many changes during 2020, bro, that I didn't even expect, bro. Like, it was a crazy year. But yeah, bro, we on the grind. We on the grind. We keeping things pushing.
Hey, tell them where they can find you at, what platforms where they can find you at, find all this music when it starts coming out, because
yeah,
they need to hear it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to be dropping on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? You can get you can get my music up right now. I got an album online right now. It's called Crates of Vintage Dreams. It was produced with Fat Track. We dropped it 2018. So, you know, like, check that album out. That's a good introduction into who I am. And it's done under Acuna Black, you know. And Acuna Black is just one of my aliases.
AKAs every 10 years.
Every 10 years. So, yeah, you know, so the new one is going to be called Earthseed, and I'm going to be dropping that hopefully in the summer. I ain't giving no dates out because, like, that's never a good idea.
Because then one thing happens, then nothing happens, then another.
Yeah, exactly.
Another, before you know it, it's fucking Christmas, and you jinxed us, and it, fuck you. No,
exactly. All of that. So, yeah, you know, that's coming out. And then, I'm planning on doing some shows out of town. I don't have any locked in dates, but I'm planning on being in Houston and in Dallas, connecting with my folks from All Real Radio. Yeah, man, if you ever go out to Houston, check out All Real Radio, bro.
I'm gonna have to for sure.
Yeah, they go. Those are my people down there, man. But All Real Radio, I'm probably gonna be connecting with them and maybe doing a show, and then check in out. What is it? Galaxy 9. If y'all go to Dallas, Texas, check out Galaxy 9. Ja Born. And Ja Born is a pretty well-known producer. He's produced for, like, Erykah Badu. And he's done some things with, like, UGK in the past.
All right.
Yeah, he's a big dude out there. But, like, he has a night that he does called Galaxy 9. And he has, like, some of the dopest hip-hop shows, like, with legends, too. Like, he's had, like, RZA come through. And, you know, he's had, like, you know, man, I can't even think of all the crews that he's had, but he's had a lot of groups come through that are legendary. RZA's one of them.
Right.
But, like, if you're going out into these cities, man, getting the culture, you know, connect with the people. And those are my people out there. They're really connected. Like, my man Joe Thunder over here, he's organically connected to the scene and to the community out here. So you got to connect with the root.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so you still got some bars in you? I'm sure you still have.
Yeah, man.
Eric B puts on the beat for. I know we weren't prepared, Eric B, but fucking, I'm kind of high over here off that Be Good weed. You know what I mean? Eating those exotic. Yeah. It's a bodega snacks. It's all packs. Llama, you know what I mean? But he's going to show you, give you some little something real quick.
Okay.
But yeah, man, we appreciate you coming on by.
Yeah, man, I appreciate coming through. Appreciate you letting me come through. Just be able to kind of share some words.
Like I said, we did some shit back in the days, little lazy Sundays, you know what I mean?
Man, I feel like you got legendary, like, videotapes of people, bro. Like, you've been, like, able to capture like that whole era. That's an era.
I have an era. You are correct.
Yeah, man, you have a whole era. And I think that's dope, bro. I hope you do something dope with all that, because like, that's like history that is important, I feel, for the scene and the culture.
I still have those DVDs. They're still out there. They're still on YouTube. Just probably got to upload them or do something, you know?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, we always keep it pushing.
Yep. That's what it's about, bro. Like, what's that dude's name from, I can't think of his name, from Roc Nation. He got like all kinds of video. I can't think of his name right now, but he's similar to you, bro. Like, he was like a part of like.
Talking about Rob G?
Is it Rob G? He's a videographer?
Yeah.
He does all like the, he does like podcasts now himself. He does.
I don't know. Not maybe Rob G, but maybe someone else.
He has like dope. Freestyles from all these cats and just the back end of the business and things that were happening during like the early
parts. You're
gonna
have to send me a link on that one too.
Yeah. I'll send you that, bro. I gotta think about that. Yeah, I'll get you a link to him, because once you see him, you'll be like, all right, you probably even know of him.
Yeah, I know what's up.
Yeah.
All right, you got a little something?
Yeah, let's get it.
Ill Seven. Got some bars for you. Joe Thunder. Smuggling with Joe Thunder. Be Good. Spencer's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm high.
Yeah. Get it.
That's some like classic shit.
Yeah. I'm grinding down to the road to beat the brakes off of life. Flow Kenny from half big, locked in jail twice as nice. No record deal. No, I like when Ab went to steal. Blue and red, purple pills, M&M, pot and pills. New world order, yo, or did the world turn new? Open up your mind and see if you can still pursue. We elevate the mind to the new passion. I don't you see, I look around, my eyes still flashing. They wearing a mask, but we trying to break them down. Most of them know that we be spitting rhyme from underground. Leave your mind dumbfound and search around for answers. These lyrics devouring the soul like cancer. Throwing these dollars like strip dancers, man. Or don't you see, you got to watch your mind and expand. I be freestyling from the top of brains, and most cats elevate, but I proceed to do my thing, change the mind frame. Who really wanna do it again? I take my lyrics and make sure that it's deeper than skin. Who living in the trend? Me? Not really. I gotta get background, smoke them up like a Philly. They call him Illy 17. Come back and eat these MCs like Hannibal Lecter. I got your mind in the sector. Who wanna get down? In fact, gotta watch the one objector. Yo, who really feeling it? I gotta get background, ill is killing it.
Killing it.
Yo, who break them down some? I don't just see that new inspiration.
Inspiration. Be a messenger, spread knowledge. My man Ill Seven, killing shit.
Right on, brother.
We appreciate you, man. Any last words, any last shout outs?
Man, give a shout out to all the good people out there in Denver. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to DJ Cave and Baba Fly. Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to, you know, all my folks out there who out there on the grind, doing their art, pushing for a culture.
Yep. I can say the perfect, pushing for a culture.
Bless up, bro.
We thank you, brother.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, man.
For sure.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, there you have it. Your boy Joe Thunder, Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast, Be Good Dispenser. Content Creator Studio. We are out of here. Keep looking for us. We're on all platforms. Share it, download it, like it, do all that good shit. Peace.